We are in Simen Reish Dalid, and we're up to Siv Beis. We'll be doing from Beis through Hay. Alachomitz Lavado Einam Avar Klum Ipneishu Maziko. If you're talking about full strength vinegar that bubbles when you pour it, you make no bracha because it doesn't taste good. It's mazik you. Whereas, how about wine that's on its way turning into vinegar? Reche chola. It smells like vinegar. The tame chamra, but it tastes like wine. Chamru. It is wine. Umvarach lo bar priagafin. So even though it's on its way to becoming vinegar to the point that it already smells like vinegar, so long as it tastes like wine, it's still a barei priagafin. Siv dalid. V'chol shebnei adam nimnom lishtoso mipnei chamitzuso ein mevarach lo bar priagafin alish akol. Whereas if it is too sour and people would not drink it, you don't say a bar priagafin. You'd only say a shahakol. Now, we're talking about it is drinkable. It's just that people will stay away from drinking it. So there it loses its bar priagafin and shahakol. L'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings among an Avram that really it's a suffik. So misuffik, we say a shahakol. The nafkamin is for bracha achrona. It is a suffik of al hagefen. Therefore, he says, l'maisa, you should, if you're going to have a shear, you should get real wine to be motzi it with the al hagefen. Sifhei, shmorei yayin, the sediment of wine. So these are the crystals that form the citric acid that forms at the bottle at the bottom of the wine. Mavarach aleim borei priagofen, you make a borei priagofen on them. The Mishnah Berurah says that what we're talking about, if you suck the wine out of them, they themselves are inedible. Nosin behem mayim, what happens if you take the citric acid and you add water to it? Eventually, it gives its flavor into it, and it tastes like wine. Im nosin shlosha midos mayim, if you put three parts water, umatza arba, and you found the fourth one, havale kiyayin mazuk, it is like diluted wine, umavarech barei priagofen, you say a barei priagofen on it. V'imatza pachos, whereas if you didn't find an extra fourth, afal pi shiyesh bo tam yayin, even though it tastes like wine, we would say kiyu bialmahu. That is not. It is only something of a flavor that it's got, but it's not the wine itself. Veinam avarach el shahakol. Says the mechaber, v'ainu b'yayinu shalem shayu chazakim. For their wines that were strong, that's enough. Aval yayinu shalonu shenim chazakim kol kach. Afilu ramatilsa va'osa arba. Even if you got an extra quarter, even if it grew a quarter. Eino mavarach lo bar priagofen. You can't say a bar priagofen on it because we say that it's not the strength of the wine. V'nira shemisharim in b'shir shemozgim yain shebolsa makam. Says the Mechaber, how do you measure the amount that you are allowed to, the amount of water that you can have in the shmarim? That depends on whatever the norm is in that place for them to call it wine. So whatever would pass as wine, that would you'd say bar priagofen on. Hagor ubelvad shlo yayayin echad b'shisha b'mayim kiyaz vaday batal. Now this particular Ramah everyone has a hard time with. We're talking about the din of water to shmarim. The Ramah is coming in with the Eger Shita with regard to wine altogether. And Lahalacha, the poskim really say that what he really is talking about is just wine, but in terms of shmarim, you can't get away with so much water in shmarim, a ratio of 1 to 6. Lahalacha, it has to taste like wine, and it has to be the amount of water that derech is to add to wine. The Mishnah Berurah says that in the case of the citric acid that is formed of raisin wine, where you cooked raisins, the halacha is that you cannot go ahead and dilute it anymore. It's as dilute as can be. Similarly, in a case where you have wine that's made of cooked raisins, you should not be adding any water to it because by then it would probably be too weak to be called wine.